Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we are. This is
You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. Don't get back to the Bible. Start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take the stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't give it. We can't give it. God bless this America.
I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson would say. Oh, man, friends. This is Awaken to Empowerment, the Great Awakening, Awaken America, Yasha Prayer Force. This is Carol Amharisi. Wow. Wow. What's going on? How did we get here? I don't even want to surmise and share some of the things that I've been hearing. I'm going to just go ahead and wait and see what happens. I do believe that this election was stolen, though. I mean, the consequences, anyway, if you look at the statistics, statistically, all the anomalies and abnormalities could not happen. But what I do know, we still have God on the throne. He's in control. And he controls everything. The only thing we can control is our thoughts, our attitudes, and our emotions. And today, I choose to be happy. I choose to be joyful. I choose to project good, positive vibes. I choose to create the happiness. Because in my heart, I know God is in control, and I know God answers prayers, and I know we are called to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and lean not unto our own understanding. And you know what? A lot of us are praying out there. And you know, it's always true in the spiritual realm. What the enemy uses for evil, our God will go ahead and turn it around and use it for good and for his glory, okay? So we have to be very, very disciplined with our thoughts right now because there's a lot going on and there's a lot of manipulative people. You know, our Bible tells us that to hold every thought captive. You know, it's 2 Corinthians 10:4, as it is written, cast them out and only think about things that are good and worthy of praise. You know, Philippians 4:8 tells us, think about things that are true, honorable, right, beautiful, respected. Take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Because thoughts are things, and you know what? The enemy, the demoniacs, they want us to feel like we are being taken over. No, no. We are God's children. This country was founded on biblical principles. Biblical principles. It is time to be a revolutionary rebel of thoughts, attitudes, emotions, and the narrative. Friends, we have to start controlling the narrative. And that means, you know, it amazes me how the left projects all of this, how, you know, oh, you poor thing. And they, you know what? I'm not a poor thing. I've been homeless. Yeah, it stunk, but guess what? It showed me what I could do through Christ who strengthens me. Because our Bible tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are called to pray without ceasing. So, friends, don't be discouraged. In fact, be encouraged. This is a time. This is a time now for us to go ahead and be empowered, and be empowered by His grace, and be empowered by His principles, and pray like we've never prayed before. And we do have to fight. We do have to fight. We have to fight with our thoughts, our attitudes, our emotions. We gotta, you know, we gotta understand that. We got to understand who we are. And we have to get back into God's word. God's word tells us, love each other as I have loved you. Guess what? Got to love that neighbor. Maybe if we go ahead, now I'm not talking about the evil ones, okay? I'm talking about, you know, maybe somebody who doesn't agree with you, maybe, you know, you could start a good vibration conversation. And find out where the commonality is, you know. Man, we just got it. We got to get over ourselves, you know, and we got to decide who we're going to serve. As it says in Joshua 24:15, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We've got to look at everything from a godly and biblical perspective. You know, and I mean, all this stuff I keep hearing about, you know what, give it to God, friends, give it to God. There's obviously manipulation going on in some of this mainstream media. Can you believe they banned Parler? What? Wait a second. This country is our First Amendment. Our free speech is being taken away. How long before I'm not going to be able to do a podcast and express my thoughts and timeless truths, timeless factual truths? People have been leaning on God's word for thousands of years. God's word is truth. It's life. It's eternal. You know, and you know, I was listening to some law of attraction stuff and kind of old school law of attraction stuff. And it's so true. I mean, it may not be biblical as much as it is spiritual, if you will, but they do invoke the Bible. Like, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? I mean, they invoke those kind of things. But I really did some deep diving things on this weekend. And just, you know what? It just got my head right. It got my head right. My heart is right. I want peace. I want peace for our country. I want our country to know the truth. I want the truth to be exposed. It's time for truth. Truth is a high vibrational essence, and we need to pray for truth, and we need wisdom. We need wisdom, and we need to expose the negative, the low vibe liars, okay? And that could be half of our, I hate to call it, swamp government. Okay, our founders did not start a republic of virtue for us to end up giving it all away to the ilk of Nancy Pelosi and her friends in China. Biden and China? Come on, man. And what about those emails with Hunter? I mean, I heard they took Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and I heard that she was arrested on a Canadian border last night. Isn't that crazy? I'm hearing so many crazy things. I don't know, but I do know who knows. And that's what we have to tap into. We have to tap into the creator of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who knows the beginning from the end. And we need to pray. We need to humble ourselves. We need to do the Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves, get down on their knees, ask for forgiveness. Our country has done some stupid stuff. Yes, everybody does. That's because we're human. We're never going to have the perfect kingdom until Jesus comes back. Although, if you keep looking, it keeps looking like tick, tick, tick. It's getting closer and closer. So God, I'm going to pray now, friends. Pray with me. Abba, Father, first of all, we thank you for who you are. We acknowledge who you are. You are the God that created the multiverse, the universe. You know the beginning from the end. You are the creator of all things. You created us. You created us for you and for your glory. You created us for a purpose. And God, let your will be done. Maybe we haven't been doing your will, you think? Murdering babies after they've been born, I'm just saying. We need to know what your will is. We need the wisdom, Abba Daddy. Show us what your will is, country and individually, God. And let it glorify you. Let everything we do glorify you. We want to be a grateful people. We want to be a people of service and love and kindness and generosity and prosperity. God, you told us we will be blessed coming in and blessed going out if we're your people. I mean, your blessings have surrounded America so much, and we've taken it for granted, and there is a dark force. There is a dark force, and if people don't believe it, then maybe they need to, you know, kind of watch Star Wars and understand the concept. It's a universal concept, lightness and dark. In the beginning, God created, God said, and he overtook the darkness with light, okay? And that is what Jesus is. I studied something absolutely fabulous this weekend. It was talking about Moses. I was watching the Jewish channel, JBS Jewish Broadcasting Service, I think it is, or JBN Jewish Broadcasting Network, and they were talking about Moses. And Moses, they were killing all the, again, I mean, the poor Jewish people. They've always, you know, gone and tried to kill all their children because they're God's chosen people. And, you know, if you are a believer in Jesus, Jesus was a Jew. There wasn't a Baptist or Catholic amongst any of the apostles or his parents, just saying. But anyway, they were talking about how, and I forgot the mother's name of Moses, but she put him, in, of course, the Nile, right? And Pharaoh's daughter found him, and she named him Moses. And it's child of the water. So it gets what it kind of meant, something like that that has to do with the water. But isn't it amazing how God used Moses to liberate the Israelites, the slaves from Egypt? But he was a child. He was kind of their savior. And you know what? We are baptized. When Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist in the water, the Holy Spirit came up upon him. And we have been water baptized. We are also children of the water. Moshe. Moses's Egyptian name was Moshe. And, I mean, this is something that was in my brain with all the other downloads of things. I can't tell you the YouTube videos I've gotten, the emails, and it's just they're all convoluted, and the phone conversations from friends. And I love everybody, and I love getting some of this stuff. But, friends, we have to really just take control of our minds, our thoughts, our attitudes, and our emotions, and we have to pray for our country. And it was just really cool that I remembered the Moshe story, okay, the child from the water. Let's go in the water. Water is cleansing. Water is refreshing. we need a rebirth in this country. We need a reawakening. We need a reset, but not the Great Reset. I encourage all of my listeners to go ahead and Google the Great Reset. Oh, yeah, that's pretty interesting, too. One of the Catholic bishops has warned President Trump. President Trump is still president. I don't know. I did not turn any news on yet today. But it's time for revival. It's time for us to revive ourselves and get back to our roots. And it's time to resist negative energy and people that lie and people that are duplicitous. It's time to resist Facebook and Twitter. And it is time for good to go ahead and start creating other platforms for people to be able to tell the truth, okay? And it's time. It is. It is time. It is time for a republic of virtue. That is what we are. These people in D.C. have forgotten who they work for, okay? They work for us. We work for God. Okay, we should all collectively work for our Creator. These people in D.C. work for we the people. When they go, I mean, you know, I'm hearing that a lot of those folks that, you know, went into the Capitol building were, you know, plants. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I've heard so much. I'm hoping it all comes out in truth. That's not what we're talking about. We need to do a reset here, but unlike the Great Reset, the Global Reset, we are a sovereign nation. God's down with us having a sovereign nation. I think that's part of his idea. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and it is time for our country to go ahead and get back to basics and get back to its founding. And one of the ways we do that is we're going to just keep praying. And if I started going off and was in the middle of the prayer, God, anything I pray for, God, I'm sorry if I got off on a bunny hole, because it's just, you know, kind of also feel a tad bit overwhelmed. But, you know, God will bless America again if we believe and actually execute principles. This is a good and godly nation, and we need people of character, and believers really need to step up. The church needs to really have another great awakening and step up and fight for God's principles, good and godly biblical principles. And, you know, God will answer prayers. He does answer prayers. So, God, we go, sorry that I stopped praying. The Moses story was awesome. Thank you for letting me hear that. Thank you for giving me the memory to share that, God. But God, we do ask you for truth to be exposed. We thank you for this great country. We ask for your protection and provision on our country, on our president and his family, God, and all of our leaders. Nancy Pelosi, too, of course. Of course, even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which I don't agree a thing with, but protect everyone. Protect everyone, but God, protect our free speech. Protect our free speech and our ability to come and worship you. God, expose these megalomaniacs for who they are, Abba Father. Expose them for who they are. Use your people for your glory, Father. Give us the wisdom and the discernment and the empowerment to do what's necessary. God, we ask for the anointing that you bring good people together and you keep them strong and not let the enemy get in the way, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, you came so that we can have life and in abundance and to the overflow. So God, bring your people together. Bring the people that truly love you together for your glory for this country. And God, we thank you. We thank you for all of your blessings. And God, we are sorry for our sins. We are sorry, as it is written in 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people just ask forgiveness. God, I ask forgiveness for any sins that I've done personally against you and for my country. So, God, please, please, we ask and beg that you will go ahead and heal our land. God, heal people that are afflicted right now with anxiety and depression. And, God, we know the joy of you is our strength, God. It is written, God. It is written, God, that your joy is our strength. You want us to trust in you, God. We do trust in you. We believe that you answer prayers, Father. And as Dr. Charles Stanley says, we are stronger on our knees. If we fight our battle on our knees, we will win every time. God, I am coming to you. We are coming to you in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we rebuke any evil and any wickedness by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, cover this country. We ask and pray in Jesus' strong and mighty name. And God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for hearing us, because Abba, Daddy, Father, we know you always hear us. And God, we can do all things through Yahshua HaMashiach, who strengthens us. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is the Yasha Prayer Force. I hope this has served you today. I'm going to sign out now with the wonderful Charles Payne. I think it's Charles Payne. I don't know. James Payne. And God bless America again. So let's get back to that. I'll probably be back after the song. The song is 3 minutes, so here, let's get this thing going.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know what? He's right. Says the end of time. Saw this man on the TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot into some people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. We all get back to the Bible, start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Amen. Every woman and every man down on our knees has gotta beg and plead. We can't heal love. We can't heal it. God bless America again. I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson would say. He could come back from the grave, talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God and be the words he cried? All of this low living comes with a high cost. And America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't heal the. We can't hear the bill. Till God bless America. It's time to put the Ten Commandments back on the poorhouse. God's words are back in our schools on every day for prayer. Let all the preachers start preaching against the baby.
Well, maybe then. Maybe if we get back to Jesus and get back to who we are as a people. I think so. If not, Jesus is going to come and it's all going to be great. So, friends, I want to thank you for joining me on this great edition of Yasha Prayer Force. Hope we served you here today. And like we always say, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. And freedom of thought. Wake up, America. Wake up, church. Come on, man. It's time. It is time. It is time for us to get on our knees. Bless America one more time. Again, peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. And, of course, peace of mind, which comes from God. Take care. Catch you back here next time. This is Carol Parisi. Ciao, ciao for now.